The purpose of the meeting is to plant oyster beds for the Lough Swilly and around the Newton Cunningham 2-inch area. And there is a few concerned residents, citizens within the area, and we are just meeting this evening at 7:30 in Trinity Court, as you've said, in Newton Cunningham, to bring our thoughts together to see what the best in relation to those applications are.
As you said, there are some concerns in the area. Do you believe that there are questions which can be answered and perhaps a way forward can be found that will allow this go ahead, perhaps with some amendments, perhaps with some changes, but that a discussion and explanation can actually lead to a project getting off the ground, as it were?
I would be apprehensive in relation to the project going ahead because of the situation we see in the Lough Foyle. They seem to be unregulated and they're an eyesore. So I would say a lot of the people that will be attending the meeting tonight will be of the same mindset that we need to protect our landscape, we need to protect our habitats, and I don't think that the oyster beds will be in keeping with the River Swilly.
Is it your fear, not to put too fine a point on it, that this would be the thin end of the wedge and we'd see an explosion of such projects right across the Swilly if then this one were to go ahead?
Yeah, that's my concern. You know, once you set a precedent, it's very hard to come back from the precedent. So we need to be strong in the objection of these and see where it takes us. I know that there is arguments out there and there will be mitigation and there will be assessments done to say that we're doing everything that it says on the tin. But I think it goes beyond that because the actual Swilly, and we are promoting Donegal as a scenic area of beauty, and then to stick oyster farms in areas that are of scenic beauty, I think it's going against the grain. I know a lot of arguments will be saying that these are supposed to be good for the cleaning of the water and that, like, but there's a bigger picture here, Donal, to be looked at.
You did mention the Foyle, but there is a major difference between the Foyle and the Swilly, and that is because of the cross-border element. The Foyle is under the control of the Lochs Agency, which the Swilly isn't. So presumably that means there'll be more local control over what happens in the Swilly. That doesn't give you confidence that there'll be better regulation?
I think there will be better regulations, but we have to meet regulations, and there's no point in saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We have to get it right. And we have to make use of the regulations is there, and we do have to protect the habitat that's down there, because there is a lot of qualifying interest in the river Swilly, and whenever farmers and people of that nature are doing items along the land there, they are requested to take heed to the actual Lough Swilly. So I think we need to look after everything that's involved there. So I think the habitat within the River Swilly is key, and also the scenic landscape. We have to protect both.